Hi, my name is Alwin Edwards, and I'm 19 years old, and I'm going to be doing my audio walking tour at Ailey's Community Center. I have a lot of memories here, you know, happy memories, sad memories, you know, things that made me grow into a better person, things that, you know, I'm not too proud of, but, you know, just funny kid memories. Some things you probably won't think that's funny that I did, but just looking back on it now, just trying to see what type of kid I was, it was pretty funny. I played football here, basketball, baseball. I used to come to the summer camps, and I also learned how to swim here. The first place I'm going to talk about is the swimming pool. I learned how to swim here when I was about 7 years old. I really didn't have no choice, you know. It took me almost the whole summer to learn, but finally got it. I couldn't float right, so I know that was pretty hard for me to ever learn how to do that. The one messed up or funny memory I have from here is when I almost made somebody drown. He kept throwing rocks at me. I was standing on the side of the pool. He kept throwing rocks at me. So I got up, picked him up, and threw him in the pool. And it wasn't funny then, but, I mean, just looking back now, this makes me think of what type of kid I was. I got in real, real big trouble for that. They almost banned me for life from coming here, but they just told me I couldn't swim there for the rest of the summer. So that's probably a good thing. I mean, you know, just taking a kid away from swimming was pretty much hard enough. Another memory I have is the playground area. You know, when I used to play football here, you know, I used to, you know, have a lot of time in between games and all. So I used to come over here and think because, you know, the playground wasn't nothing lavish or anything. So nobody really used to come here. So I used to come back over here and think all the time. Next place I'm going to go is the outdoor basketball court. During the summer, used to come over back here and play, you know, with my friends and all that. So, you know, I had a lot of things going. The one memory that just kind of came into my head just now is when I was about 9 years old, between games, before one of my football games, I was out here playing basketball, and my dad got, he was one of my coaches, and he got pretty upset, and he kind of yelled at me in front of everybody, and I mean, you know, I almost wanted to yell back, kind of balled my fist up at him, and that just made it even worse. He just started going really, 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 he got really, really louder, so, you know, I kind of just walked away after that. The next memory I have is the baseball field. This is actually the very, very first sport I ever played, organized-wise. I was about 6 or 7, and we went to go see, you know, one of my church members, you know, watch her son play baseball, and they was missing a player, so they almost had to forfeit, and the coach had asked me, you know, do I want to play, and, you know, I'm kind of, you know, never played organized sports before. Really don't know too much about baseball at the time. So I was kind of iffy about it. But, you know, I was like, all right, cool, I'll play. The first time I ever, you know, got a chance to hit. I hit the ball, and I ran around the bases, and I got away to home. So I'm thinking I scored. I was like, oh, this is an easy sport. And the little boy came up and tagged me. Boom. They was like, you're out. I was like, what? It was like, you didn't touch another of the bases. I was like, wow. So I really didn't know I was supposed to at the time. So they came and had to explain all the rules to me. And I ended up having a pretty good game that game. So, but for the most part, I played almost 2 years out there. The last season, it's kind of like off and on because the organization, the baseball league, was kind of, you know, falling apart. So, like, the times wasn't right. We never really practiced, so that's really how my baseball career stopped. The next place I'm walking is the picnic area. This area, you know, after football games, the parents used to, you know, make us meals and all to where we, after the game, you know, eat and everything. The better your team was, the better the food was. So, if your team was winning a lot, it seemed like the parents would get more into it and feed you better. Like in my my first year playing out here in this league, the first few games, you know, we was barely winning, but we was winning. You know, we got like pizza or something. And then as we kept winning, we got like nachos. And then eventually we got like real food, like home cooked meals. Like they'll tell us to come to our house after a football game or something. We got like real like chicken, pork chops, you know, a real full blown out meal. So, you know, that was always one of the inspirations of to win was, you know, the more you win, the better the food is. So, now I'm walking onto the football field. Well, you know, I could talk about this place for hours, talk about the different games that I had. The sad memories and the happy memories. One sad memory is, it was sad to me was, I remember when I was 10 years old, I was on one of the better teams in the league. We was 10-1, and we was one game away from the Super Bowl. And the team we were playing, we had already beat. So we kind of took them lightly. And one of our best players, a running back, he got in trouble in school. And so his dad didn't let him play. So, you know, for the most part, we was doing good. We was winning 12-6. And then, I don't know, the fourth quarter, it was just like things just fell apart for us. That was after we lost that game, like 26-18. That was one of the first games that, you know, I actually cried, showed emotion. And it seemed like once I started breaking down, it was like the team started breaking down. And the coaches, the whole sideline, our sideline was just very, very just like broken up. You know, your parents yelling at the coaches. You know, the parents, you know, yelling at the kids. Some of the kids, we was yelling back, you know, like, leave us alone, you know, stuff like that. it was pretty weird just saying that. You know, because I never been in that, you know, that mind frame, you know, to where, you know, feeling like defeat, you know. And, you know, I always tried to keep a positive, you know, attitude about situations. But that was one of the first ever situations where I just actually, you know, showed emotion. The next, like, you know, down memory I had was I remember playing games and seeing like my mom on the sideline. When I was about 10, my parents divorced. So I was 10, I was playing this one game against this team. We were winning. And, you know, I kind of, you know, always used to look out and like what the fans were to see, you know, my mom, you know, see what she was doing. And I looked over this one particular time and I see her arguing with one of my dad's girlfriends at the time. You know, me being young, I didn't know that he had, was dating anybody. So, you know, I was friends with her son and we was cool. I didn't know that they were dating. So when I first seen it, kind of started making me, you know, break down a little bit because I really didn't know what was going on. I just see my mom arguing. So that was like the start of me becoming, you know, more to the adult life. That started, you know, making me, you know, seeing the world for what it really is. You know, I believe we all have that one memory where, you know, as a kid you grow up and you see kid things and, you know, you finally see something real that brings you out into the world and you see what the world for what it really is. So that was probably my one memory right there. I also have a lot of positive things here. One of the main positive things, you know, I love to talk about is my final season here. You know, my team was like one of the best teams in the state of Houston. In the city of Houston is one of the best teams. So we went undefeated that year. I can remember many of times where we knew we were the best team, but we would play like teams that wasn't, you know, so good, and we would play down to their level. And so I remember this one particular game, this one team we played, they hadn't won any games at the whole season. They didn't win. I think they only scored like 12 points before that point. They was like 0-6 when we played them. In the first quarter, they was beating us 14-0. So like that second quarter, you know, we came back. We kind of took the lead. You know, we was the players were kind of happy, and the coaches, they came over, and they was just yelling. I can remember some of the players that was on the other team. They was way on the other sideline, and they said they could hear them, yelling at us and barking at us. I believe that second half, they didn't probably gain a yard. It was. We ended up beating them like 56-14. It got real bad out there. Bad out here that game. Cause we was hitting them so hard and, you know, we wasn't playing dirty. We was playing clean, but we was, you know, we was letting them know that we was the best team. I can remember the parents coming from the other sideline yelling at us. I can remember one parent actually came on the field and start pointing at one of our players. It was like, stop doing this, that. It got real bad. It got so bad to where they almost had to call the cops out here, you know, because the other team, they was from Acres Home, so, so, you know, they almost had to call the cops out here. But I'm glad he didn't get to that point, because at the end of the day, we was all kids at this point. But that was actually one of my favorite, funniest memory, because I was just like, I mean, you know, all the kids, we was cool with each other, so it was mostly, you know, when you get to that point, it was mostly just the parents that was making a big fuss out of everything. Another good memory I have out here is when I scored a touchdown. You know, I was kind of a bigger guy, so, you know, I never used to get to play running back or receiver, so I used to, you know, never score. I scored one touchdown. It was getting close to the end of the game, and I guess it was we got a fumble, and the ball was bouncing, boom, boom, boom. I just picked it up, and I ran and scored it. I did like a little touchdown dance and everything. That was probably like one of the funniest moments, because we used to watch film of our game and seeing me do a touchdown dance. You know, I got in trouble for it at practice, but, you know, they couldn't take the... That was like one of my best joys, you know, in my football life, was doing that touchdown. You know... And then one of the best parts about playing little league football is you grow brotherhood. I never had a brother, so, you know, when it was football season time, you know, I knew I had, you know, some good close relationship with guys that was, you know, on the teams and all. So when football season came around, I knew, you know, this was one of my favorite times, because I used to, you know, have brothers to talk to. You know, some of them I still talk to this day. You know, they're my, like, closest friends now. I could talk to them, like, anytime. You know, if I'm going through stuff, or if they going through stuff, you know, if they need something, if I need something, I know I could, you know, depend on those guys. And they all started right here at Leaf Community Center. Like I said before, when my mom and his girlfriends used to argue on the sideline, you know, some of those guys used to go through the same thing as well. So we used to pick each other up, you know, when those, you know, times came around. So we used to, you know, depend on each other, and we all grew closer, and we all, you know, grew up to be better men because of that. So, you know, those memories, you know, it just made us grow to be better than what we was before. The next place I'm walking to is the shed. Well, not really a shed. It's like where we used to hang out after, you know, all the games and things. This is where, you know, I was exposed to, you know, older people drinking and all that. You know, all the adults, the coaches and everything. You know, I would see them, you know, take part in drinking and, you know, playing around and joking. You know, no matter what happened on the field at the end of the day, you know, all the coaches from the different teams that would be out there, you know, they'll take part in, you know, those activities. So that's one of the, you know, good memories I had, you know, just saying no matter what, how much they argued on the field or whatnot, at the end of the day, you know, they was all, you know, friends and laughing and joking. And, well, that's the end of my audio walking tour of A-Leaf Community Center. It's so much, you know, for me just coming back here, it's just bringing back so much memories, so many good times I had, you know, just reminding me, you know, how much I've been through and how much I came from, and so much, I have so much in life I could, you know, get better at. So I'm kind of glad that I did do this audio walking tour, because now, you know, it's making me think of all the good times, because, you know, I've been going through some hard stuff right now, and this just reminded me, you know, I can make it no matter what. So, yeah, it's my end of my walking tour at A-Leaf Community Center.